The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, the senior advisor to healthcare.com, I think, and our very own healthcare detective. Hi, Frank.
All true.
Good. All true. Okay, great. One day I'm going to say that, and you're going to say, well, you know, actually.
No, it's all true.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you some more truths today, too. Our listeners really have to get down to the basics about the Delta variant. There's so much information out there. Some of it is contradictory. I'm going to ask myself a series of questions, and then I'm going to give you the facts. So here we go. Actually, what is the Delta variant? So it is the most efficient form of the coronavirus that we have so far. It is the most able to latch onto the cells in your upper airways. It replicates more quickly than the original virus. It transmits more readily, even if you're fully vaccinated. So if you get the Delta variant, you're going to have a severe – if you get a severe case, and chances are you can – you're going to have difficulty breathing. You may end up on a ventilator. You could die. That's the truth. So why is this Delta variant so dangerous to the public at large? Well, I kind of covered it. It's quickly become the most dominant strain in the United States. It's causing over 80% of the new cases. Delta is twice as contagious as the original virus. It's more contagious than the common cold, chickenpox. It's also more contagious than the 1918 Spanish flu. And Delta's viral load is 1,000 times greater than the original coronavirus. That's why you can spread it so easily. So it poses twice the risk of getting a severe case, of landing in the hospital, and worse. All right, let's turn to some good news. How effective are our vaccines? This is the Pfizer, Moderna, even J&J. How effective are they against the Delta virus? That's the good news. They're very effective. Two doses of Pfizer and Moderna, that's 82% effective against getting infected, okay? And even at just one shot, it's 36% effective against getting symptoms that will bother you. Even better, one shot is 94% effective against landing in a hospital. And if you get two shots, you bump it all the way up to 96%. You can't get any better than that. All right, what if you just got the one shot? J&J. Well, it's not quite as good, but it's not so bad. I mean, it's about 60% protection against symptoms, 92% against hospitalizations. That's pretty good. So you're protected if you're vaccinated against getting this, but what are the odds of getting the Delta variant if you're not vaccinated? That's the big question. Well, it's extremely high. I mean, the experts say, here's your choice. Get vaccinated or get COVID. 99% of the new hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated. And America, very unfortunately, we're becoming two Americas. There's regions that are protected, and then there are regions where this Delta is surging and people are getting sick and loading up the hospitals and putting on ventilators and dying. All right, let's turn to our kids. Will they be safe at school in the fall? The honest answer is we'll see. I mean, there is no vaccine for kids under 12 years old, and don't expect it until January or February. So there are kids at risk, a lot of kids. 4 million kids have already gotten the COVID. It's usually a mild case, that's true, but 600 kids have died. I've got three grandkids. I mean, so I've got Leo, he's 17 now, so he's been fully vaccinated. He's protected. Cosmo is just turning 12, but he's not there yet. He will get his first shot on his birthday in just a couple of weeks, but not the second shot. That's got to wait another 3-4 weeks after that. Gigi, meanwhile, is 2.5 years old. She goes to nursery school. She loves it, and there's no vaccine for her, and there won't be for the entire fall and into the winter. So beyond getting vaccinated, What can you do to protect yourself? What can you do to protect your kids? Well, you can wear a mask, right? You can wear a mask at all indoor spaces. And I mean real masks, not these paper things. Get an N95 mask. They're readily available. I've got a stack of them. The CDC is calling for universal masking at all schools, whether you're vaccinated or not. Everybody, teachers, staff, everybody there. And you're seeing a lot more mask mandates now at a lot of colleges, a lot of hospitals, many workplaces, and also masks are being required right across the board in Los Angeles, D.C., San Francisco, even Louisiana, where they're worried about where the Delta is surging. All right. What about vaccination mandates? Not masking mandates now, but a vaccination mandate. You've got to have it. Show proof that you've gotten been vaccinated or just go away. Just keep moving. You can't come into this store or this theater and so on. Well, New York City is about to require proof of vaccination to dine indoors, go to a gym, go to the theater. And already you're seeing a number of vaccination mandates in New York City. We were just down there. There's a wonderful restaurant called Altra Paradiso on Spring Street. I had to show proof of vaccination to dine outdoors. Union Square Cafe, show proof of vaccination to dine indoors. So Danny Meyer runs Union Square Cafe and a number of other wonderful restaurants. He says, look, you got the freedom not to get vaccinated, but then you just go elsewhere to eat and to work, okay? You know, freedom is not a privilege. And I think his way of thinking about this is correct. So our vaccination mandates, we're going to see a lot more of them, are they legal? So far, the courts have said yes. So the precedent actually goes all the way back to 1647 when there were mandates to be quarantined if you were sick and stay away from healthy people. Then in 1905, there was smallpox vaccine mandate, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, hey, you need to get vaccinated to protect the public health. That's the precedent, I think it'll hold. Now, President Biden has not gone that far. He doesn't want to impose a universal vaccination mandate, but he has imposed it for federal workers and for soldiers. And of course, he's also urging that everyone at least wear masks. And he's pointed his finger at the number of states that are actually banning these protections. I mean, can you imagine that? These are largely Trump country stuff. It's Florida, Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, Iowa, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee. Come on, guys. Biden's message is use your power to save lives. Don't use your power for cheap political points about masking. Well, nonsense. All right. What about booster shots? We've heard a lot about booster shots for maybe the elderly or for people who've been vaccinated but 6 months ago or 8 months ago. Now, it seems that these vaccines cause antibodies. They'll still be there at least 6 months after you've been vaccinated, maybe even up to 12 months. But a booster seems inevitable for people who are over 75 and perhaps vulnerable because of illness. Now, Israel is already mandating booster shots, and you're soon going to see Germany, France, Italy, the UK, Spain, Belgium. What about the United States? How about that? Because a booster increases your antibodies 5 to 10 times. And that's within – if you've gotten the shot six months ago or even up to 12 months ago, you get a booster and your antibodies are up 5 to 10 times higher. I can't wait to get my booster, honestly. All right. What's the biggest hope about this Delta variant? Well, the hope is it's going to fade away as quickly as it surged. It's already happened in the UK and in the Netherlands. They had steep increases in cases and then a steep decline. Some people think those countries actually have reached some kind of herd immunity, okay, where the number of people vaccinated in plus the number of people who've already gotten COVID and therefore have some antibodies against the disease has reached this herd immunity point. But we're far from it in the United States. We've got 600,000 people killed, yet 90 million of us out of 330 million are not vaccinated. 90 million. And half of them, 45 million, say there's no way they'll get this vaccine and or very unlikely that they'll get it, 45 million. So it seems we're headed to a doubling of new cases in this country to 200,000 a day. So let's just pray that the variant plunges by the fall as the vaccinations mount, and actually as the cases of COVID mount, as they appear to be doing in the UK and the Netherlands. All right, last point here. On the other hand, what's the biggest fear about the virus? Well, the biggest fear is that Delta is not the end of this, that Delta is just part of a chain, and there'll be another mutation of a strain that our vaccinations can't handle, vaccines that we have right now. So already there is something called Delta Plus. It's out of India. It binds even better than Delta onto the lungs. And in the world, when you look around, only 13% of the world's population is vaccinated. So there are just an uncalculable number of potential hosts for this virus where it can replicate and mutate into something even more dangerous than the Delta. So be careful. Be careful. Get vaccinated. Even one shot will help. And, of course, wear your mask. So, Jill, we covered a lot of ground today. What do you have to what should I be adding, or what should I be responding to that wasn't clear?
How do they test for the Delta variant?
Do they test for the Delta variant?
Yeah, there are no tests that give a variant.
Well, I have to say there. The CDC, I'm not sure that's true. I really don't, because they are.
The CDC definitely, the various different governments do know that there are different, compositions. But mm-hmm. when you get down to, if you go to CVS for your, COVID test, because the option in a lot of the places that are saying, if you aren't vaccinated, you have to be tested like once a day. Right. I'm exaggerating, but
yeah, no.
But
it's once a week or even twice a week,
right? Except that those tests do not. You've never gone for a COVID test and been told you've got the Brazilian variant, you've got the Italian variant, you've got the because. So well, I'm just as it says, just something I'm curious about.
Well, you're right. If you go into a CVS, they're not going to tell you. But on a federal level, they are doing these. They are coming up with statistics that are accurate. And when they're saying, and they say it with great confidence, that 99% of the people who are getting hospitalized and dying have the Delta virus, they know what they're talking about.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Mask up and get your shots.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.